Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Roll another. Yeah.
Okay. That's right. Decriminalizing pot. That talk in Virginia's back. Virginia's Attorney General Mark Herring has penned an op-ed in which he called for the decriminalization of small amounts of marijuana and eventually legalization. We're joined now by ABC News crime and terrorism analyst Brad Garrett. Brad, good morning. Mark Herring's remarks are part of a growing trend towards decriminalization. What's behind the movement?
Okay, so it's primarily driven by the system of locking up people. I'm talking with simple possession, not involved in drug sales or distribution, of picked up, going to jail, weeks and months in jail, get out, and just sort of continue the same, doing the same thing over and over again. And prosecutors in particular, even very conservative prosecutors have decided, Seattle, Philadelphia is about to do it, that it just doesn't work, and it's really expensive, and it ties the police up in locking up people that just have a small quantity of drugs on them. So, you know, the approach is to create more diversion. In other words, if you only get picked up for that, now, other crimes is a separate issue, that you would go to a place for treatment under the guidance of a drug court. And so they would hold your feet to the fire as to progress, et cetera, following the rules. And, you know, we both know that there will be a percentage of people that won't get through that. They'll go back out. They'll get, you know, active in drugs again. They'll get rearrested. But this other system doesn't seem to really work. And there have been places where for a number of years they've tried this and it has worked.
Is it from a standpoint of justifying it? Is it looking at the expenditure and the space in prisons and it becomes a pick your battles kind of thing?
Oh, a little bit, and it also doesn't help anybody. I mean, I guess if your goal is really just to punish people and lock them up, if your goal is to try to turn at least a percentage of them around, you're going to have come up with other options other than the county jail. And that's sort of where this is coming from. So, yes, it is driven by economics, but it's also driven by, you know, how can we spend less money but potentially lock up fewer people and maybe turn some of them around where they actually are functioning positively in society.
You mentioned places have tried this for years. Where are some places that have made this effort?
Well, I tell you, the country of Portugal is probably the longest one I know of. In 2001, they decriminalized, and the key word here is decriminalized. Nobody's actually said we're going to make this stuff legal. Is that they decriminalized it, and what happened is that there was fear, and it's a big concern here, that there'd be a spike in addiction. They didn't see that. They've reduced the amount of addicts in Portugal, and they have reduced HIV and some other illnesses, and they've treated people for mental health, because a lot of these people who end up are constant drug users also have mental health issues. So the idea is perhaps to address that once you get them into treatment.
You know, I find it interesting. You mentioned it just a second ago, so I think it's important. Can you just verbalize the difference between decriminalization and legalization?
Absolutely. Decriminalize means that the prosecutor and the cops can arrest you but they're choosing not to. So, you know, and the important distinction there is it's still against the law to have heroin, cocaine, meth, fill in the blank, even small quantities in your possession. But under this approach, is the prosecutors are saying, we're not going to prosecute you for that. We're going to divert you. And if you get better, stay in the program, then you ultimately will not be prosecuted. And so the idea is, you know, as I mentioned earlier, Gary, there'll be a lot of people that won't make it through that. And,
right.
You know, a fair number of them will. And that's sort of the key here. This is sort of a messy business dealing with addicted people. But, you know, we spend so much money. I mean, billions of dollars a year dealing with sort of the law enforcement side of this. I do think that we just need better options, not excluding things, but better options.
So you mentioned the diversion program. So are the charges kind of still hanging there with that person while they go through the diversion program? And if they fail out of that, then the charges kick back in?
They could. It depends on the, you know, it depends on how that is defined in the jurisdiction in question. But yes, I mean, and of course, that's the other advantage of decriminalizing it is not making it legal. And so, yes, there is sort of the pressure as that as a potential of you need to get your act together here or you know, you're going to end up being incarcerated.
Okay. Great food for thought. We appreciate your time this morning. Have a good day.
Take care, Gary.
Yep. That's ABC News crime and terrorism analyst Brad Garrett.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.